So you came to Tulsa. You made a conversion of your faith.
Uh-huh. I did that while I was in London. Melvin had arranged for me. We had a very dear man who was Jewish. He was a cantor, actually, and a rabbi, but his actual work was a cantorial singing. And he was quite prominent in his synagogue in London. He helped me with Judaism and to convert.
Because you were a member of the State Church of England.
Yes, Episcopalian. Although, you see, another thing, during the bombing and the war, it was frowned upon for too many people to congregate in large groups. So it was very difficult to go to church, particularly where we lived in Hornchurch, because if you got a large group in the church and it got bombed, the decimation would be dreadful. So what they decided to do was to break you up into small groups, and so you went into small groups to the church services. Well, my mother, working as hard as she was not able to fit into the grouping that she was given, and she tried to change with somebody else, but couldn't. So we ended up going to church very sparsely. So I really was not terribly well schooled in the Church of England. However, of course, I had aunties and uncles in other places who were, but I was not.
So by the time you came to the United States, then you had been schooled
in Judaism.
In Judaism.
Well, I'm going to tell you, though, in all fairness, this friend of ours told me, he said, Jasmine, he said, you'll do very well in America. He said, you wouldn't be considered kosher, is the way he described me here. So I said, what does that mean? He said, well, I've done the best I can with you, but you'll do okay in the United States.
Did your mother have a problem with this?
No. My mother never had a problem. My mother was very broad-minded. My older sister had ended up marrying a Catholic, a Roman Catholic, who renounced Catholicism for her. My younger sister, as it so turned out later, after I did, married a Lutheran, a German. So she belongs to the Lutheran Church. And we feel very, very blessed that we can all get along with each other.
So then, Melvin, you were married in Tulsa?
We were married in Tulsa at B'nai Emunah Synagogue. The rabbi there, his name was Arthur Kahn. He had a brother in New York City who was also a rabbi. Well, Jasmine was schooled in all the things that she needed to do and to learn in England. When she landed in New York, it was important to my family that she already be officially converted to Judaism before we were married. So we landed in New York and went straight to the Rabbi Kahn in New York, who did the conversion ceremony.
Sorry, it wasn't Rabbi Kahn, it was his brother.
It was his brother.
Okay.
He was also a Rabbi Kahn, yeah.
Then the conversion was officially made.
It was officially made in New York.
You have what they call a mikveh, which is like being baptized. You go into water and you're given the formal invocation, I guess you might call it, into the service.
Mm-hmm. Then you came to Tulsa and you had your marriage
at
the synagogue.
We had a synagogue there. And then after marriage, we went on a honeymoon in California and came back to Seminole. Before we were married, I had already purchased a small home. So Devin went to a home that she had never seen before. A year later, we had our first child, and 2 years later, our second, and then a third 5 years after that.
So this was quite an adjustment, though, Jasmine, to come to Seminole, Oklahoma.
Very much so. I mean, I found when I first arrived, I'll be honest with you, my very, very awful thoughts were, good heavens, I've died and gone to the bowels of the earth. I really did. It was so hot here. It was in the 100 degrees when I arrived. Every day it was sweltering, and we had one tiny little air conditioner in the house that we finally moved into. We didn't put it in the kitchen, which would have been much smarter. We put it in the living room. So I would have to do anything I had to do in the kitchen very quickly and very early in the morning and then spend the rest of the day in the living room because I couldn't come out of there. It was so hot. Being English and coming from a cool climate, I was told that my blood was like that of an Eskimo. Therefore, you've got to get that blood thinned out a lot more before you can get more comfortable in the climate that I had now come to. How the pioneers made it across this country, I'll never know.
People in Seminole had to say, did you hear this English-speaking lady down the street?
Yes, everybody. I mean, I was really, people almost came out to see me, you know. I was really considered quite strange.
And there were a lot of words that Jasmine used that were English words that they didn't understand here because they had a different connotation.
My very first shopping trip was for some saucepans, you know, to cook with. And so I didn't use the word saucepans, which would have also been odd, but I asked for aluminum pots.
Actually, that's for
aluminium pots. Yeah. Yes, aluminium pots. And so the person that I first faced off said, what in the devil is that? I said, what do you mean, what's that? You cook with it. And he said, never heard of them before. Anyway, we got that straightened out, and I managed to buy some. And it was strange, just silly little things, like when I was looking for nappies for my baby. now called diapers, but they called them nappies when I left England. So I went to a child store, and I'm standing there, and I asked the lady, I'd like to buy some nappies. And she said, what are those? And I was so shocked by the fact that they didn't know what they were.
So let's name your children right here.
Our oldest daughter is Marilyn. Our second daughter is Elisa. She was named after my mother, Elsie. And our son is David.